the girls' state basketball tournament yesterday. The rematch now set for Class 1A's championship game. Second straight year, Springville-Turkey Valley will be the matchup. Second-ranked Turkey Valley completed that pairing, pulling out a 48-46 overtime win over Exira EHK in a game heard here on KJAN yesterday. Ellie Winter and Kayla Gable led Turkey Valley with 13 points each. Gable scored 11 of her points in the second half, including three key buckets in the third quarter to bring the Trojans back from a seven-point halftime deficit. Winter grabbed 10 rebounds to finish with a double-double. Shelby Reeks added 10 points, 6 steals, 4 assists for Turkey Valley, including a couple of free throws that broke the game's final tie. Morgan Coonan scored 8 for the Trojans. Exira EHK got most of its scoring from its strong inside duo of Sophia Peppers and Keely Nelson. Peppers finished with 21 points, 10 rebounds. Nelson had a dozen points and 11 boards. The two were especially strong on the offensive boards, helping the Spartans put up 18 second-chance points. Peppers scored on a putback to tie it at 42-all with 18 seconds left in regulation and then blocked a shot at the other end to force the overtime. Her two free throws tied it at 44 with 2:33 left in the extra session, but Reeks was fouled 11 seconds later and made both shots for a 46-44 lead. Three turnovers hurt the Spartans in the final 2 minutes, and Gable sank a couple of free throws for the final points. Exira Elkhorn-Kimbleton played at state for the third straight year as the Spartans finish at 24-2. On the season. Springville beat Kingsley Pearson in the other 1A semifinal 61-43 yesterday. Also in the 2A semifinals, sophomore Connor Sudman's clutch play down the stretch carried Trainer into the 2A title game as Sudman scored her team's final 8 points as the second-ranked Cardinals rallied from a 13-point deficit in the second half to edge number 8 Cascade 43-41. Trainer improves to 27-0. They'll try for their first title since winning the 1A championship in 1994. It's the Cardinals' first appearance in the finals since 2006 when they lost to IKM in the title game. Now, they got there this time by rallying against one of the state's best defensive teams. Cascade, which had allowed only 36 points a game coming into the tournament, led 37-24 late in the third quarter and had a 40-35 lead with 6.5 minutes left. An 11-0 run cut the big deficit to 37-35 before Cascade's Lisa Tucker converted a 3-point play off a putback. But that's when Sudman took over. She hit a long three-pointer and a jumper to tie the score at 40, and her free throw knotted it again at 41. Then with Cascade working for a good shot, Sudman stole the ball and took it in for a layup to break the tie with just over a minute to play. A Trainer miss at the free throw line gave Cascade a final chance, and the Cougars got off 3 shots, but they couldn't connect. Sudman finished with 12 points to lead Trainer. Teammate Madeline Ditchler added 8 points and 10 rebounds, while Sydney Carman scored 7. Tucker led Cascade with 12 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists. Cascade, in the tournament for the fourth time in 5 years, had a 13-game winning streak broken as they finished 23-3. Trainer, 27-0, moved to the title game in Class 2A, where they'll face Western Christian, who beat Iowa City Regina 71-49. In the 3A semifinals yesterday, it was Sioux Center beating Cherokee 81-56, while Pocahontas Area topped Center Point Urbana 80-59. In today's action, a couple of more semifinal matchups get the day started in Class 4A. As North Scott will play Cedar Rapids Xavier, Marion will face Pella. Then the 5A semifinals have Indianola facing Cedar Falls and West Des Moines Valley against Iowa City West this afternoon. A couple of championship games on the slate tonight. The 1A title game, Springville versus Turkey Valley, that's at 6 this evening. The 2A championship, Trainer and Western Christian, that one's set to tip at 8 o'clock tonight from Des Moines. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union will welcome Avoha Shelby tennis star Amy Town to its Basketball Hall of Fame on Saturday. Town will be inducted into the Hall of Fame along with Linmar's Jamie Printy and Sioux City Bishop Heland Catholic's Carly Tritz as 2017 Hall of Fame inductees in a ceremony that is scheduled for halftime of the 4A championship game Saturday night. Town was a 1993 graduate of AST and scored 3,178 career points playing six-player basketball. She led the Lady Vikes to a third-place finish in the final six-player state tournament in 1993 and was named to the all-tournament team. She averaged 45.2 points per game her senior season. Town went on to Missouri Western in Division II and led them to the Final Four as an all-conference performer. And she then transferred to Arkansas State, and she did well there as well, leading the Sun Belt Conference in scoring both years that she played at Arkansas State. She was a first-team all-conference player as well. In college men's basketball last night, Jordan Bohannon hit the game-winning three-pointer with 9 seconds left, and Iowa capitalized on number 22 Wisconsin's sloppy final few minutes with a 7-0 run as they beat the Badgers 59-57 in a game heard here on KJAN last night. After Ethan Happ missed two free throws that could have sealed the win for Wisconsin, Iowa's Peter Jock missed a jumper in the lane, but Cordell Pemsel corralled the offensive rebound, and Bohannon hit the three from the left wing, stunning the crowd at the Kohl Center after Wisconsin led by 9 with 4:15 left. The Hawkeyes have won 2 straight road games as they try to improve their postseason resume. The Badgers lost their 3rd straight game, going scoreless for the final 3:12. Iowa forced turnovers on consecutive Wisconsin inbounds passes in that stretch, converting each mistake into baskets to set up Bohannon's game winner. Bohannon finished with 11 points. Bronson Koenig led the Badgers with 19. Hawkeyes improved to 17-13 overall. They're 9-8 in Big Ten conference play with that victory last night. Dante Thomas scored 17 points, and number 7-seeded Bradley beat number 10-seed Drake 67-58 in a first-round Missouri Valley Conference tournament game Thursday night at the Scott Trade Center in St. Louis. The Braves advanced to the quarterfinals tonight. They'll face number 2 Wichita State. Thomas hit a layup, a jumper, and another layup to get Bradley started in the second half, but Drake hung on with a pair of Reed Timmer three-pointers, but they just could never overtake the Braves. Dwayne Lautier Ogunlier added 11 points, and Cook Barr and Daryl Brown each contributed 10 more as the Bradley shot 23 of 53 from the field, including 5 of 15 from three-point range. Drake got 13 points from Deontay McMurray, 12 from T.J. Thomas, and 11 from Timmer, as they shot 33% as their record falls to 7-24 on the season. In top 25 men's college hoops, SMU clinched at least a share of the American Athletic Conference regular season title by rolling through Tulsa as they pick up a 93-70 win over the Golden Hurricanes. Also last night, 18th-ranked Cincinnati, a 65-47 stifling of Houston in last night's action. Wichita State has given coach Greg Marshall the $25,000 bonus that he would have earned for winning the Missouri Valley Conference Coach of the Year award. Marshall finished second in the balloting with 96 votes, just 6 fewer than Illinois State's Dan Muller. The 21st-ranked Shockers tied the Redbirds for the regular season Valley title, earning Marshall an $18,000 bonus. Private funds will be used to pay that bonus. In women's college hoops, Nia Coffey scored a season-high 34 points. Lauren Douglas added 17, including 4 free throws in the last 10 seconds. And 9th-seeded Northwestern edged 8th-seeded Iowa 78-73 in the second round of the Big Ten Women's Tournament on Thursday. Coffey had 15 points in the second quarter as the Wildcats erased a 5-point deficit to lead 41-32 at the half. Iowa's Megan Gustafson had 13 of her 27 in the third quarter, including the last 5 to help the Hawkeyes cut a 12-point deficit to 60-55 entering the fourth quarter. Back-to-back baskets by Gustafson and Kathleen Doyle put Iowa up 69-68 with 3:45 remaining, but Kristen Inman quickly answered for Northwestern. The Wildcats were clinging to a 1-point lead when Ashley Deary made a couple of free throws with 14 seconds left. Douglas rebounded an Iowa miss and made 2 from the line at 6 seconds left. And after a Gustafson layup, Douglas iced it with 4 seconds to go. The Wildcats will face top-seeded and 9th-ranked Ohio State in the quarterfinals on Friday. Coffey, who had the 4th-highest point total in tournament history, and Douglas both had 8 rebounds, while Deary had 9 points, 7 assists, 5 boards, and 4 steals. Iowa also got 18 points from Allie Disterhoff in that loss. The Hawkeyes 17-13 on the year. Becca Hittner scored 22 points. Lizzie Wendell, 21. And number 22 Drake extended its school record winning streak to 18 games as they beat Missouri State 98-91 Thursday despite a 46-point performance from the Lady Bears' Liza Frent. Brenny Rose added 16 as the 6 Bulldogs scored at double figures in that game. Drake will seek to become the first Missouri Valley Conference team to go undefeated in regular season Missouri Valley Conference play when they take on Wichita State on Saturday. Drake led from early on and was up by 22 midway through the second quarter. Missouri State went on a 10-0 run to get within 1 at 52-51 with 7:27 left in the third quarter. The Bulldogs clung to their lead, finally putting the game away by making 8 of 8 free throws in the final minute. Drake improves to 24-0 overall in the season. They're now 17-0 in MVC play. Well, baseball fans are seeing something new during exhibition games on Thursday. Major League Baseball unveiled the pitchless intentional walk, a new rule designed to speed up the game this season. That change was implemented following approval by MLB and the Players Association. Managers will now signal the plate umpire for an intentional walk, and the batter will be told to take first base. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred had hoped for a more radical pace of game change, but the union didn't accept pitch clocks, alterations to the strike zone, or a limit on trips to the mound. Video review regulations were changed to establish a 30-second limit for a manager to make a challenge and a conditional 2-minute guideline for the replay umpire to make a decision. Two other rule changes were announced on Thursday. One of them formalizes an umpire interpretation and prohibits a pitcher from resetting his pivot foot or taking a second step toward home plate during his delivery. Another requires base coaches to remain behind the line of the coach's box closest to the plate and the front line parallel to the foul line prior to each pitch. Red Sox lefty David Price will consult with specialists after experiencing soreness in his left elbow and forearm. Manager John Farrell said Price threw 38 pitches in a 2-inning simulated game Tuesday and felt discomfort the following day, causing Price to be scratched from his first spring training start. Price went 17-9 with a .399 earned run average and a major league leading 35 starts last season, his first after signing a 7-year, $210 million contract with the Red Sox. And in football news, the Tennessee Titans have worked out a contract extension with quarterback Matt Cassel a week before he was set to hit free agency. The 12-year veteran played 4 games for the Titans last season and started the team's season-ending win over Houston. He's expected to help the Titans during OTAs while Marcus Mariota recovers from a broken right lower leg. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.